Born to be Wild, and you heard it on Wild Coast Radio. Corrie Erasmus is on the line from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, and we're going to be talking about the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Corrie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much. It's always nice to be here.
And thank you for joining me. It's good to have you back. Welcome back to the airwaves of Wild Coast.
Yes, definitely. It's nice to be back.
And Corrie, we're talking about the Heart and Stroke Foundation today. And let's kick off with telling the listeners about the Heart and Stroke Foundation and what you do.
Yes. So we do a lot of work here at the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa. So we're a nonprofit organization, and we dedicate ourselves to our mission, which is to reduce the burden of heart disease and stroke in South Africa. So our focus areas, for example, include promoting healthy behavior choices, like a healthy diet and exercise, advocating also for policy changes that support heart health, such as your food labeling or your anti-tobacco policies. We also try and support individuals and families with heart disease and stroke. We have mended heart and stroke groups, support groups, and we believe that everyone deserves lifelong health, a healthy life, free from heart disease and stroke. So one of the things we also do is provide that information and education about how to prevent heart attacks and strokes. And then, of course, we do risk assessments as well. So we go out and then we check people's blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and sugar levels, which is, of course, some of your risk factors for heart disease and stroke.
And talking risk factors, depression, stress, anxiety, and heart disease, what is the relationship between heart disease and mental health, you know, the links?
Yes, so actually it works both ways. When we look at the connection between mental health and heart disease, there is a significant link between the two. So if we look at the first link, we know that depression, stress, and anxiety can all increase your risk for developing heart disease. So here's why. Firstly, stress. So chronic stress can raise your blood pressure. Mm. It increases inflammation in the body. And then that can increase your risk for heart disease. We also have research that show that people with depression are more likely to experience heart disease and vice versa. So that's the other part that I was talking about. Actually, when you have heart disease, you are at a higher risk of being depressed. Of course, ill health, you know, everything in our body is connected and works together. So heart disease can also make you at an increased risk to have depression. And then anxiety, if we talk about anxiety, it can lead to behaviors that increase heart disease risks, such as poor diet, lack of exercise, and smoking. So the relationship is very complex. One can cause the other. It goes both ways. So managing mental health is such an important aspect of your heart health and your brain health. So it's definitely important to address any mental health concerns. And then, of course, adopt healthy behavior choices. That way you're reducing your risk for heart disease, but also reducing your risk for mental health conditions like stress, depression, and anxiety.
And then the role your organization plays in the fight against heart disease in the light of mental health. What does, you know, the Heart and Stroke Foundation get, and how does it get involved?
Yes, so we definitely try and be active in addressing the link between mental health and heart disease. So first step, of course, is to educate the public about the connection between mental health and heart health, and to make sure everyone knows that the brain and the heart is so connected. Of course, encouraging habits that support both your mental and your heart health, such as regular exercise, balanced diets, and stress management. We also advocate for those. And then we do provide resources. So we offer support. I mentioned our Mended Heart and Stroke support groups, where families affected by heart disease and mental health issues can come together, have education sessions, and just be there for one another. Mm-hmm. Of course, we also support research and advocate for policy change. So we want to push for policies that support your heart health and your mental health, so that you are living in an environment that makes it easy for you to make good choices. If there's only unhealthy food available, it makes it very hard for a person to choose healthy food. So we're trying to address the environment that we live in every day. Yeah, so it's a holistic approach. Mm. There are so many determinants of heart health and brain health. For example, if you live in an unsafe area, then it's harder for you to go out and to exercise, which improves your mental health and your heart health. So there's all these underlying things that need to be addressed that Heart and Stroke Foundation advocate for.
And all that, you possibly sometimes don't even realize it. You want to go out and maybe go for a jog or go for a walk, but it just isn't safe in your area, and with the result is you don't do it, and then the knock-on effect from there just becomes unhealthy living.
Yes, no, definitely. That's why it's so important for us to start to address those
issues. You wouldn't directly think about that link, but the way you've put it, it actually makes a lot of sense of how those conditions can actually impact negatively on your health.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it makes it a lot harder for a person to choose healthy behaviors. Mm-hmm.
And then also, Kari, what could listeners do to avoid heart disease? And I mean, here we've touched on a number of these topics over many, many episodes. But I think summarizing, you know, what can we do to try and remain healthy, I think would be the bottom line.
Yeah, so we just actually finished World Heart Awareness Month. So I think it's important to remember to... the theme for that actually was never miss a beat, right? Mm-hmm. So it's important to know your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar levels, because that gives you an indication of your risk for heart disease and stroke. If you know you are at a higher risk, then you know you need to prioritize these behaviors like exercise and healthy food and managing stress. You need to prioritize that even more so than someone that might have a lower risk. Mm, so firstly, know your numbers. It's so important. And then of course, we have to talk about smoking and alcohol, because those are so closely linked to high blood pressure and your risk for heart disease and stroke. But those are also behaviors that are more commonly seen in people with mental health conditions like depression, stress, and anxiety. So it's definitely important to address those. And then something as simple as getting enough sleep. So aiming for 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night has shown to significantly improve your blood pressure. Your body is under a lot less stress because it has that recovery time. And it has also shown to significantly improve mental health. Something as simple as making sure you get enough rest does wonders for the body.
Right. And then where can we get help if stress, anxiety, and depression are actually getting us down? And I mean, once again, no direct links to heart disease and the factors that can cause it, but, you know, probably other circumstances. But where can we get help for that? If those are the things that are, as we've mentioned, indirectly kind of contributing to bad heart health.
Yes, so in South Africa, we do have a mental health helpline. So we have the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, which you can call on their helpline or visit their website for support. So that helpline is 0800 205 026. then it's important to reach out to healthcare professionals. So you can reach out to your doctor, to your therapist, counselor. Remember, for behaviors like alcohol and smoking, sometimes it is necessary to have that extra help from a healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. There are specific treatment methods that they can help you with if you're struggling with those behaviors. And then support groups. So the importance of community is so important, and just knowing that, you know, there are other people that are dealing with the same issues that you are. So I mentioned we have a Mended Heart and Stroke support group where survivors of heart conditions or strokes come together, share their experiences. We also get different healthcare professionals to come and do talks. So whether it's our Mended Heart and Stroke support group or another support group in your area, it's so important to be part of a community and get be in a space that you feel you are understood. So that's definitely something as well. And then there are some other hotlines as well, such as Lifeline. There's definitely the messages. There's definitely resources out there available.
And I'm guessing that, you know, if all else fails, getting hold of the Heart and Stroke Foundation directly, and you can probably point a person in the right direction.
Yes, no, most definitely. So more information is on our website, especially about our Mended Heart and Stroke support groups. Also the resources like recipe books, information about heart health, stroke. And we also have the stroke support directory where we have a list of institutions that can help with that, as well as for heart health. So our website is heartfoundation.co.za. We also have social media where you can find out about campaigns that we're doing, such as the Heart Awareness Month. That we just did in September. So we're on Facebook, Instagram. You can just find us by searching Heart SA. And then you can reach out directly to us. So we have a team of dietitians, of healthcare, health promotion officers. So our direct line is 010-589-2078.
Right, and that's the hotline, the heart hotline, if you want to call it that.
Yes.
So that's the number to call. Corrie, thank you very, very much for chatting, and have a great week, and we'll chat to you or one of your colleagues next week again.
Thank you so much. You'll chat to me next week.
Okie dokes, looking forward to that. Thank you very much for taking time to chat to us today.
Thank you.
Cheerio then. That's Corrie Erasmus from the Heart and Stroke Foundation SA chatting to us today about the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa and what they do, and also bringing in some of the other points linked to heart disease. This chat will be on our website later on, where you can download it. That's wildcoastradio.co.za.